Welcome to the Sunday podcast from LifeDean. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to the Sunday podcast. I'm your host, Mark. Let's take a look at the third Sunday in Ordinary Time. When I was a kid, my late father, came home, and he came into the house one day, and he was carrying a bumper. Now, that might seem odd, but you see, my dad was in the car business, so he was always driving home different cars, bringing home different things. We never knew what was going to happen next, but he came in with a bumper. Luckily, the bumper was not from his car he was driving. It was from a car that he had purchased, a broken-down old Ford Thunderbird, a 65 Thunderbird, and he wanted to restore this car. So basically, that meant that my brothers and I were going to restore the car. So every night, my dad would come home with different pieces of this car: headlights, rims, bumpers, like I said, handles from doors, anything you could take apart. We took the entire thing apart. I would sit in the bathtub as a kid, and I'd sit on the outside of it, and I'd be scrubbing the rust and scrubbing the dirt and the gunk off of an old bumper. My mom lost her mind. Our house was always filled with dirt and rust and grime as we restored this car for about a year and a half. But once we were done, and it all got put back together, and all got sandblasted, and it was all painted, it was a thing of beauty. We had restored something gorgeous to its original state, something that was horrible to look at when my dad bought it. By the time we were done, we actually won a competition, and we all took great pride in it because all that work had paid off, but that work took time. Now, why do I bring this up? In these readings this week, this is all about God restoring, because that's what God does. He restores. He restores things to the way they were supposed to be. He restores things that have gone wrong. He restores ways that we've gone off key, ways we've gone off track. He restores us, and he's trying to restore us, and the sacraments restore us, and the church restores us, because that's what God does. God is a God of restoration. In this first reading, we're going to hear about Zebulun and Naphtali. Now, that might not mean a lot to you and I, and we're going to hear about them again in the gospel. Jesus is going to point back to Isaiah and talk about Zebulun and Naphtali and say, why does this matter? These were coastal cities, and they're not real big, important cities in terms of the gospel, but they were really important because about 700 or 800 years before Jesus, these cities got leveled by the Assyrians. And when Jesus goes into these regions, and God goes into these regions, God is going to say, he's going to start fulfilling what the prophet had said. Okay, he's going to restore these places. He's going to say, the prophet says in the first reading, they're going to rejoice, they're going to be merry, you're going to take this burden off of them. Now, this took 700 years, but God still fulfilled his promise. And this is why Jesus, as he's on a mission during his 3.5 years on earth, this mission is for him to restore things to the way God wanted them, to restore his people, to restore his nation, to restore God's kingdom, okay? When Jesus came, the kingdom came with him. So he's on a restoration mission. So as he's talking in the gospel this week, he mentions these towns again, Zebulun and Naphtali. He's pointing back to what the prophet had said was going to happen, and he's saying, now is the time that's going to be fulfilled. Now is the time I'm actually going to make good on this promise. Okay. The same way, when St. Paul is talking to people in Corinth, listen, the people in Corinth were really divided. God wanted them to be one, but all of a sudden, after Paul had lived there and he had left, and Paul's writing these letters back to the community, back to the church in Corinth, after he's already moved away, and he starts to hear that there's all kinds of division and fighting, and there's gossip, and there's clickiness, and he doesn't want these clicks. He doesn't want disunity. He wants unity. He wants it to be one family, one body, one church. So as he's writing back, what's St. Paul trying to do? He's trying to restore this community from being many believers, many factions, into one body again. Because when we try to restore things, when we try to ease conflict, we are acting as God acts. But restoration takes time. And that's the reason I brought up restoring that old car. You see, if you want God to restore your joy, to restore your peace, to restore you in your brokenness, to restore broken relationships, that takes time. It's not going to be just one trip to Mass. It's not going to be just one quick season. It's not going to be one rosary, one nightly prayer. Restoration takes time. And even if God is working on his clock and not yours, which is the way he does it, you might think that it should happen faster, that other hearts should open sooner, that people should forgive faster, that you should overcome temptation or addiction faster. The reality is that God can be very much at work, and you have to open yourself for Him to do the work in you, not just around you. It might take longer than you like, but the reality is that restoration, though it takes a while, though it takes a lot of hard work, it takes a lot of long days or long nights. It might be kneeling on a tile floor next to a bathtub, scrubbing a bumper with a toothbrush. But let me tell you something. In time, you're going to see God's glory because the work is worth it. Give God your best. Give God some time and let Him restore those areas of your life that are broken.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteam.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.